Watercare says it's growing increasingly concerned by Auckland's skyrocketing water use. Peak demand records for the region were broken three times last week, with Aucklanders using more than 560 million litres in just one day. Demand is putting a huge strain on Auckland's water treatment plants and networks. The head of water value for Watercare is Rosalind Klein. Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Why the extreme demand?
We are having a really hot weather at the moment. I mean, you've just announced 27 degrees, and for us, that triggers really high water consumption in Auckland when that happens.
Why?
Water demand is really tightly correlated with temperature. So as soon as we go over 25 degrees, we notice that people tend to irrigate their lawns more, have two showers a day. Industry needs to supply more beverages, etc. So overall, as a city, we use a lot of water these days. And as you said, we've broken the record twice last week.
Okay, what restrictions do you think should go in place?
So we're not putting restrictions in place just now because the levels in the dams are still stable. However, if the hot and dry weather that we have was to carry on for a few more weeks in April, we would need to consider being a bit stronger and having restrictions.
So I suppose if the dams are still relatively high, this problem is not acute yet. What would you want people to do in the intervening time?
And that's the tricky situation we have, Susie. It's a dynamic situation. If we suddenly have a tropical cyclone in a couple of weeks, the situation will become a lot easier. So what we're wanting to say to Aucklanders is, while this really hot and dry weather lasts, let's all be very mindful of our water use. Cut irrigation if we can, have 4-minute showers, reduce the non-necessary usage such as washing the cars, and industry also if they can help us this way.
Thank you very much. That is Rosalind Klein from Watercare.